T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted of the Morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 76 degrees. About 30 states across the country saw gas prices go up in the past week, but the national average stayed steady at $2.86 a gallon. Kansas is at $2.67. Sean Stewart with AAA says that between geopolitical and weather concerns, there's a lot of uncertainty in the fuel markets right now.
It's really hard to predict where gas prices are going to go from week to week, sometimes even day to day. There's just so many factors out there with the oil market, with OPEC, with, you know, the potential for supply distribution interruption.
The Atlantic hurricane season, and particularly any storms that affect the Gulf of Mexico, can cause delays in the supply chain in August and September. Here in Wichita, prices went up to $2.69 a gallon early this week.
The University of Kansas has removed an altered U.S. flag that was part of a public art display on the campus in Lawrence.
The flag was removed from in front of the university's Spooner Hall late Wednesday afternoon. The removal came less than an hour after Kansas Governor Jeff Collier said the chancellor had promised to take down the art display. Collier and Secretary of State Chris Kobach demanded the flag display be removed, saying it was disrespectful to the country's military. Kansas congressional candidate Steve Watkins first raised the issue Wednesday, but had not demanded that the flag be removed. The display, called Untitled Flag Number 2, went up on July 5th. It's been moved to another location on campus. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Congress is sending President Trump a message about tariffs.
The Senate overwhelmingly passing a non-binding resolution 88-11 Wednesday, designed to give Congress more say about tariffs imposed in the name of national security. The measure winning unanimous support from Democrats and a vast number of Republicans. South Dakota Republican Mike Rounds, who voted in favor of the measure, tells Fox News at night,
Congress wants to have a role in those discussions. If you're going to interpret all of these different tariffs as being critical in the national defense of our country.
President Trump has criticized the congressional effort, arguing the measure would tie his hands in negotiating new trade deals. The Senate vote comes just one day after the president slapped steep new tariffs on China. In Washington, Sean Lanchel, Fox News.
The rhetoric ramping up as Democratic leaders vow to fight President Trump's Supreme Court nominee.
Several Republicans are singing the praises of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh.
I think as America gets to know him better through this process, people will be very impressed.
Senator Rob Portman, after a meet and greet with the judge, Kavanaugh also meeting with Lindsey Graham, Mike Crapo, and Orrin Hatch. This is Democrats gear up for a contentious confirmation battle. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
We will fight this nomination tooth and nail.
Several Democrats hitting the judge over whether he supports the retention of mandated coverage of pre-existing conditions under Obamacare. Tom Graham, Fox News.
A mystery hacker has reportedly been trying to sell U.S. military secrets on the dark web.
Documents that could reveal weaknesses in the Pentagon's MQ-9 Reaper drone, tank operations, and information on how to reduce the capabilities of explosive devices, all reported by the Wall Street Journal to be up for sale online. Cybersecurity researchers say the information was stolen by an unidentified hacker. Details on the Reaper drone were allegedly taken from an Air Force captain and selling for as little as $150. So far, there's no evidence the hacker's tied to a foreign country or specifically trying to steal military documents. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Your air conditioner will likely be on high again today as temperatures soar above average. 98 with sunshine for the high this afternoon. It'll be clear and warm tonight, down to 76. Upper 90s on Friday and 98 again on Saturday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, south wind at 7 miles per hour, 76 degrees with Steve and Ted. Ted, the wind's been south at 7 for 3 hours now. What's up with that? Usually we've got wind.
It's a beautiful summer morning.
Yeah. Yesterday's high temperature, 97 degrees in Wichita. Normal high is 92. And the record for that date yesterday, 111. set back in the heat wave of 1980.
Yep.
Mm. So we got a little pattern here. It looks like it's about the same for the next couple 3 days, and then maybe warming up a little.
Yeah, it's called July.
Yeah. Today is July 12th. On this date in 1951, the Kansas River Valley flood reached a plateau when the Kansas, Neosho, Verdigris, and Mercosine rivers inundated most of northeast and east-central Kansas. Primed by record-setting rainfalls that swamped most of these areas in May and June, the flooding was escalated by an astonishing 8 to 16 inches rainfall between July 9th and 12th. So it had been raining all summer.
Summer of 51. Yeah.
The worst flood on record for the Kansas River, its tributaries claimed 28 lives, caused around $1 billion in damage. That was in 1951. Oof. And I'll tell you, I was looking at a little more detail on this, and some of those rivers were reaching 4 to 9 feet above flood stage. 4 to 9 feet above
feet
flood stage.
Above yeah. flood stage.
That was in the northeast Ooh, part of the boy. State there, 1951. Huh. The Big Kaw River Flood, they call it. On this date in 1909, U.S. House of Representatives joined the Senate in passing the 16th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, allowing for a federal income tax. They submitted it to the states. It was declared ratified in February of 1913. So it took 4 years to get the states to ratify an income tax. And before that, I guess we paid with
How
fees.
How did they get states to sign on it?
Fees, and I don't know. I can't remember. You know, I've done a little study on it, but not a lot. But
you probably reduced the burden on states of having to pay the federal government.
Yeah, well, you got to pay the freight, I guess. Anyway, that's...
How did we get along without the income tax? How did we survive before 1909?
I don't know.
How did the federal government get money to spend before?
We didn't have as many people, so it was easier, I guess. Anyway,
at that point, it had been, 50 years between amendments to the Constitution? Right after the Civil War was
the
13th, 14th, and 15th, and then we probably went 50 years before there was another change.
Okay.
And great, it was the income tax.
It was the income tax, which we celebrate today, of course. Three Arkansas girls.
I'm not celebrating it.
Sure you do.
No, I don't.
It's part of being an American. You can feel so American when you pay your income tax.
Nope.
Three Arkansas girls have been arrested on child endangerment charges after a mother says she saw
I don't pay my they take it out of my check. I have no choice.
Yeah. What's your point?
You make it sound like it's something I enjoy doing.
Well,
I don't even do it. They take it away from me before I even get it.
I'm encouraging you not to be depressed about it, okay? Because with your huge salary, your taxes are so high. You know what I was told by one of my...
It's a burden, isn't it?
Here's what I was told by one of my bosses several years ago. You know, I'd give you a raise, but it would just mean you had to pay more taxes. So, you know, you should go to Entercom and say, could you please reduce my wages so I won't pay as much in taxes, right?
Well, I think that's another thing that's voluntarily being done for me already before I even have to request it.
Can I talk about the Arkansas girls or not?
If you want to.
All right. Three Arkansas girls arrested on child endangerment charges after...
Oh, that's a good story.
A mother says she saw Snapchat photos of them using a stun gun near her one-year-old daughter. An arrest report says the girls recorded the crying child while they zapped the stun gun in her direction at Conway, Arkansas. A report says the girls, whose names and ages were not released, did not use a stun gun on the baby. One of them shoved the baby and made her cry, but there you go. Three girls misbehaving in Arkansas. I don't know. People don't misbehave in Arkansas, do they? Well, today is, it's just one of those round numbers I like to celebrate. Today is Steve and Ted Show number 5,200.
Mm.
5,200 shows with
Steve
and Ted.
Another little milestone for us.
Going back to 1998.
Yeah, there you go.
And we had, if you were listening a few minutes ago, we had... Dr. Jim Barnett on, Republican candidate for governor,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to be getting some other candidates on the air here between now and the primary, August 7th. And Dr. Jim did you hear that, Ted?
Yes,
he was
I did.
Talking about the fact that when he was doing his residency or something here in 1978 in Wichita, he listened to me on the radio back
about
then.
About that?
It's kind of,
well,
I don't know. I don't know if that'll do him any good trying to be elected, but...
I was listening to you on the radio then, too.
Yeah, you were in their crib there with your bottle and your little binky, right? By the way, I'll bring that up real quick. Did you ever have one of those pacifiers? I don't think anybody in my family did. If we did, there were four boys. If we did, it was passed from one guy to the next, I'm sure. But
I don't think so.
No.
When I think about baby pictures, I don't I don't remember seeing that.
I'm going to go out on a limb.
Now I sucked my thumb.
I don't remember this, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say that I did not, Shelly and I did not do that with our children.
No, I don't remember any of my brothers and sisters having that.
Because everybody said, yep, they'll get such an overbite when you do that. But so, no, we're talking about the Binky, the pacifier today. We were anti-Binky at our house growing up.
Yeah, I don't think had one either.
Okay. My late mother used to tell the story, however, that my infant brother, Jerry, who's my younger brother, she said she heard him crying, and she'd go in to look at what was going on, and she couldn't, you know, he was in his crib, I'm standing there next to him, you know, and in his crib, and everything's fine. And it took her about three times. She finally caught me swiping his bottle and drinking his bottle while she wasn't looking. So there you go, at the early.
Wow.
Yeah, stealing milk from my brother.
That's a Freudian. We could go
I bet there's something Freudian about that.
We could go for death. Yeah.
If you know my brother Jerry, this may explain some of his behavior.
Yeah, what kind of sibling weird stuff did you have going on?
I was probably 2-3 years old. Don't read too much into it.
I think we should.
Dr. Freud. 5200 Steve and Ted Show. If we do another 5200, that means we're going to be on the air for about 20 more years.
Yeah, that'll take us into about the year 2038.
Oh, that'll be a good sounding show.
They'll be working on Kellogg and Andover Road by then.
Yes, sir. 7:42 now. Steve and Ted. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal coming up. New construction in East Wichita.
There you go.
That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.